And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 29th of September, 2017. It was on this day in 1954, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, better known as CERN, came into being. Its goal was to better understand natural law using particle accelerators. But in 1990, it was through CERN's laboratory that the first World Wide Web server was launched. CERN made the technology available for free, ushering the Internet into public life. It's the birthday of Gene Autry, born in 1907 in Tioga, Texas, a little tiny town, fewer than 500 people. Gene Autry, who worked on his uncle's farm baling hay, saved up money. When he was 12 years old, bought himself a guitar from the Sears Roebuck catalog. He spent $8 on it. Taught himself to play and sing, got a job as a telegrapher, where Will Rogers came through town one day and heard him sing and encouraged him to try his hand professionally. And in 1935, Gene Autry made the first singing cowboy movie. It was Tumbling Tumbleweeds, went on to make Western Jamboree, Cowboy Serenade. He was so popular worldwide, he went off to Dublin, Ireland, once, and 200,000 people lined the streets to see the singing cowboy. His movies were very simple. He saved the good guys from the bad guys. He never shot first. He never kissed his leading ladies. He sang, and he always rode off into the sunset. Gene Autry said, "I'm not a good actor, a good rider, or a particularly good singer, but they seem to like what I do, so I'll keep on doing it as long as they want." Music, with the possible exception of riding a bull, is the most uncertain way to make a living I know. In either case, you can get bucked off, thrown, stepped on, trampled if you get on at all. At best, it is a short and a bumpy ride. And it's the birthday of Miguel de Cervantes, born near Madrid, 1547. As a young man, he fought against the Turkish Empire. He was a war hero there, but on the way home, he was captured by pirates and held for ransom for 5 years, chained to a wall for months at a time. Finally made it back to Spain, where nobody even remembered the battle that he had been a hero in. He was in prison in his own country for a crime he did not commit, embezzlement, and there in prison he first got the idea for his great masterpiece Don Quixote, a parody of trashy romances with monsters and wizards and beautiful princesses. His novel, about a middle-aged man named Don Quixote, who has read so many romances that he comes to believe that they are true, and he embarks upon a career as a knight along with a farmer he knows named Sancho Panza. The first volume of the novel was a bestseller, though it didn't make him much money because there was no copyright at the time, and pirated editions were published all over Europe. Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan entitled "Those Places." They are not imaginary, but accessible only intermittently, seasonal, shall we say, in the way of the exquisite high parts of Yosemite, which, having visited, you cannot wish inhabited more easily. Those Places, a poem by Kay Ryan from Erratic Facts, published by Grove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.